President Xi Jinping has called for greater efforts to coordinate epidemic control and economic and social development. He made the call during an inspection tour in Zhejiang Province from Sunday to Wednesday. The president suggested that more should be done to smooth global supply chain, promote smooth flow of products out of and into the country, and achieve this year's economic and social development goals. Authorities say that non-Beijing residents who come to the capital for medical care will have to undergo a 14-day observation at home or collectively. Gao Xiaochun with the city's health commission says the trans-provincial flow of patients is bound to increase infection risks. He says that medical institutions in Beijing have been encouraged to strengthen their online medical care capability to offer necessary remote consultation and medical support for out-of-town patients. Belarus has received more than 2,000 rapid coronavirus tests, medical protective suits, infrared thermometers, safety glasses, disposal gloves, and shoe covers from China. The medical humanitarian aid from China arrived in Belarus on Wednesday. Chinese ambassador to Belarus Cui Qimin says the humanitarian aid was only the first batch. He says China will purchase 10,000 tests with reagents and other medical supplies for Belarus. He adds China plans to send a group of medical experts to Belarus. The head of the World Health Organization says he's deeply concerned about the rapid escalation of the coronavirus. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says global infections will reach 1 million with 50,000 deaths in the next few days.
The number of deaths has more than doubled in the past week. In the next few days, we will reach 1 million confirmed cases and 50,000 deaths.
The WHO chief called on governments to put in place welfare measures to help poor and vulnerable people during the pandemic. He warned that developing countries could struggle with serious socioeconomic problems as a result of the pandemic. He stressed the need to ensure that these countries are well equipped to detect, test, isolate, and treat cases. The WHO says the coronavirus has infected over 800,000 people and killed over 40,000 worldwide. U.S. President Donald Trump says he will not issue a national stay-at-home order, even as coronavirus cases are still surging in the country. At a White House Coronavirus Task Force news briefing, Trump says he does not intend to do so because different states have different levels of COVID-19 cases. Stay-at-home orders issued across the nation now cover at least 294 million people in at least 37 states, 74 counties, 14 cities, the District of Columbia, and Puerto Rico. Data from Johns Hopkins University shows the United States now leads the world with more than 200,000 confirmed cases, with the death toll rising to 4,757. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio says the city needs an additional 65,000 hospital beds for coronavirus patients.
We need to build out an additional number of 65,000 hospital beds in the city of New York by the end of April. We already have a tremendous start. The 20,000 beds, as I say, they were already there.
Mayor Bill de Blasio also vowed that all health workers will have their required protective equipment, such as masks, surgical gloves, and face shields by next week. More than 12,000 people infected with the virus are hospitalized across the state of New York. Britain says it will postpone until next year the UN climate talks due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The talks hosted by the UK in partnership with Italy were set to take place in Glasgow in November this year. A UK government press release says dates for the talks will be set out in following further discussion with Italy. UN Climate Change Executive Secretary Patricia Espinosa says COVID-19 is the most urgent threat facing humanity today, but climate change is the biggest threat facing humanity over the long term. She says the UN will continue to support and urge nations to boost climate ambition in line with the Paris Agreement.